Surprised to see me? Have some proof at your office. I don't want to get you into trouble. At least, not yet. You look so nervous right now. Just like last night. That's one of the things that drew me to you at the bar. I saw how hesitant and worried you were. So scared to take each step with me. When I first touched your arm, your entire body shattered. I could feel your heart pounding when we entered the hotel room and I thought, here is a man with a lot to lose. And I just knew you would be the perfect man to dig my claws into. Oh, no, no, no. I'm not here to blackmail you. I'm here to keep the fun going that we started last night. Remember when I tied you to the bed and asked you if you liked to play games? And you told me yes. And then, when I was writing your face with my pussy, you muffled promises to play all my games. Maybe that wasn't fair of me. You could barely breathe after all. Still, you did promise. And then, I started writing that cock, making you beg me to go faster and faster as I slowly ground these hips up and down the length of your shaft. You promised you would do anything I said if I let you come inside of me. It felt good, didn't it? Having this mystery woman from the bar ride every last drop out of those swollen balls. How long had it been since your last good fuck? Are you in a relationship? If so, it was obvious last night that she has not been taking care of you like that gorgeous cock deserves. So, let's keep the fun going. That pounding in your chest made it feel so much better, didn't it? The naughty, the taboo, the risk of getting caught. That's why fucking me felt so great. Well, that and having these beautiful breasts smother your face. My top button has come undone. Don't worry. Before I came in here, I saw all the angles through your office windows. I know exactly what everyone out there can and can't see. And trust me that you're the only one who can see this magnificent breast trying to burst out of this top. I also know that nobody can see under your desk. No, I'm not going to give you a blowjob. I'm not even going to touch you today. But you're going to touch yourself. Nice, long, slow strokes under your desk. Get your cock out. Do it. This is one of my games and you need to play along or else. Or else I strip out of my clothes in full view and tell everyone out here that you paid me to come here and suck your cock. Okay, so I guess there's a little bit of blackmail involved. But it's just because I know how good you'll feel if you just play along. I don't want your money. I just want you to feel good. And when you feel good, I feel good. And when I feel good, you come hard, so take it out. Nice, long strokes under the desk. Good boy. The sooner you give in to my commands, the better the reward will be. You hesitated there, so I'm not going to unbutton my top anymore. Not that I really need to, though. I know how hard I already look. Keep stroking. I am, however, going to adjust my legs a little. Oh, you noticed. That's right. I'm not wearing any underwear. Remember when this pussy was gripping you tight? Had you ever felt anything that good wrapped around your cock? I know exactly how to move my hips. to light every nerve on fire and send men into lustful desperation. Oh, you're not going to come already, are you? Slow it down, my pet. I want a big, thick load. Oh, don't worry what you're going to do with it. When that time comes, I'll tell you. No, I'm not going to make you eat it. Not today, at least. Move your eyes back and forth between my pussy and my breast. What did you like better last night? Having my pussy suffocate you as you brought me to orgasm with your tongue? Or having my breast stifle your breathing as you came deep, deep inside of me? I wonder if this viewing angle is right for me to get away with sliding one hand between my legs and just slipping my fingers inside of me. God. Would you like to taste my fingers? The dripping. Tell me you want to taste me. Good boy. No, I'm not going to come over there sliding these fingers into your mouth. Somebody would see. And they would definitely know. And I don't want that to happen yet. No, I didn't mean yet. It just slipped out. I'll make sure to keep this a little secret for now. Just keep stroking and imagining. Imagine how fucked up your life is about to get. Oh, oh God. This is probably the safest game we're going to play together. Stroking yourself into submission in your office. This is easy. After today, your entire world is going to start revolving around me. Does that excite you? Oh, most of my pets don't even last a week. You'll need to play at least that long before I let you touch me again. But you know it'll be worth it. You felt me last night. Felt every inch of me across every inch of you. I bet it was the highlight of your life. And you can have it again. And again. And again. You just have to keep playing. And of course, you can stop at any time, but then I'd have to ruin your life. So just trust me, my pet. Just that all I want is for you to feel pleasure all day, every day. I'll mold you into my perfect slave. Take you from all your friends. Family, make you my little pet that does everything I say, and you'll thank me for it. Stroke faster. Oh, stroke harder. Oh, fuck. Get ready to come, but don't let yourself fall over the edge yet. Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? Losing control of yourself. Losing control of your life. The fear you feel is just making your cock throb harder. You can't wait to come, even though you have no idea what's going to happen next. I want you to take your coffee mug and come into it. I want you to unleash that hot load and then just let it sit on your desk for the rest of the day. Like I said earlier, I'm not going to make you eat it, but I want you to have it sitting there all day, reminding you each time you glance at that mug that you belong to me now. I own you. I own your body, I own your orgasms, and I own your workplace. And that mug is going to trigger your mind to remember how good last night was and how much pleasure you feel when you do everything that I say. So are you ready to come yet? Hello, do you think I can moan without anyone noticing? Come for me. Come for me. Submit to me. Good boy. My sweet, sweet pet. I can tell that you're going to be a lot of fun. I have your home address for some documents you left out in the reception area. If I sneak in some time in the middle of the night, there had better not be any alarms going off. I'll let you have tonight as a break from me, but tomorrow... I want you to tell your significant other that you're not feeling well and go to sleep in another room. I may or may not come give you a little surprise. Oh, and also... find an excuse to fire your secretary by the end of the week. You're going to hire me to replace her. You're mine now. Nothing in your life is ever going to be the same.